Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
So you've just released your debut album, which is called You're Missing the Best Part. Can you tell me a bit about the process of making this project?
It's a really exciting one to have out in the world. I made it with my best friends in the world. Like, a lot of my stuff before this has been a very isolated process, like very much just me in my room trying to make my ideas in my head come to life. But this time I got my friend Jerome Blase to kind of like co-produce the whole record with me. And we got some of our friends in to just play the music live. That was a huge part of the process. And like, I just wanted to capture the live energy of it. It was a very like communal process. And I think you can really feel that in the music. So that's kind of how it all came to be. And I think like from like a writing perspective, I was just trying to be brutally honest with the lyric writing and like not shy away or like have like metaphors kind of blurring what I'm trying to say and just actually say the thing. And if it scared me, that was like a good thing. That was kind of like what the whole You're Missing the Best Part thing was all about.
Absolutely. You've spoken in another interview about being a bit of a control freak, especially when it comes to the process of making your music. So do you feel like collaborating, especially with your friends, helped you grow a little bit through that?
Big time. Yeah, I like definitely have been a perfectionist and control freak in a way for a long time of like, I think just like not really allowing myself to trust people to like be able to see what I want something to sound like. And I'm like, oh, I'll just do it myself. But I was so lucky this time to like have people I could trust, but also like just learning within myself to like give that trust and just like let something evolve past maybe my idea of it. And again, yeah, I think that's where the title kind of came from as well. In a way, it was like, hey, you're missing the best part by just being so like insular and like in your own head all the time. Like, there is so much more that can happen when you let yourself open up. So that was like a big part of the whole project, really. And I learned a lot through it, and I'm really just so happy with where it ended up.
That's amazing. Yeah. With the title, You're Missing the Best Part.
Yeah.
You've said that this album is fundamentally about what it means to be human.
Yeah.
What is the best part, do you think?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. But at the end of the day, like, it was my realization that like being with your friends and the people that you love is kind of all you need. And like, that openness that I was just talking about, like letting yourself be more than just your own little bubble. Like, there are people in your life who love you and who you love, and like just spending time with them and being present and like sharing a meal together. Like, there's a song on the album called Dinner Party, and that's just what that song is. It's just about like having a meal with your friends and how that just makes everything, all your problems can fade away for a moment. And I think in today's world, like, there are so many distractions and everyone is kind of like very much in their own like worlds of like, I think we just spend a lot of time on our own and kind of in our own pursuits and whatever. But I think just coming back to like community and friendship is what I was just trying to get back to in my life, really. And it's what this whole album represents, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. You've released 4 EPs over the past couple years, but this is your first like full length album. Do you feel like the process of making an album was different to the process of making your EPs?
Yeah, it was like definitely a lot bigger than anything I've ever done. And there's a lot more to think about when you've got like 10 songs instead of 5 or 6. And I'm very like, I want to be very like intentional about the track order and like all of these things. So it's a lot to juggle. And I definitely felt that through the process. I was like, oh wow, this is a bit daunting. And I don't really know how I'm going to do this. Like, I've never done anything this big before. But then at the same time, there's like a freedom that comes with it because you're able to explore ideas a little more fully because there's more room to do that with an album. So it was a lot of fun, really, in the end of the day. Like, I just had so much fun making it. And I'm really proud of where it ended up. I think, like, I wouldn't really change anything about it at this point, which is I think, like, I've never really been able to say that about a project before. So,
Yeah, from a creative standpoint, I feel like that's very rare to come out of making a project and be like, yep, done, happy with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially going into it, like, so blind, I kind of was just like, no, I want to make an album. I don't know if I'm ready for this yet, but, like, it just feels like now is the time. And the whole time I was kind of like blind, just like trying to figure out what it was. And it was only in the last couple of months of like finishing it off that it all kind of fell into place. And I was like, oh, wow, this is it. But yeah, that like openness just kind of guided that whole process. It was just like, we're going to do it. Let's just go for it.
And strangely, sometimes the things that you don't feel ready for are the most important things to do, because you just, you become ready in the process
exactly.
of doing them.
Yeah, I think it's just like the perfectionism and stuff, like letting go of that and just feel like it doesn't have to be, you know, the best thing you ever do. Just like make the thing. Otherwise, you're never going to do it. And I think that's what the realization I had was like, I'm always going to feel like I'm not ready for this. So when are you going to do it? And I'm really glad I just took that leap.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that something you find to be a difficult balance, like the balance between making music and enjoying that, but then not getting too caught up in perfectionism, or I guess as a career, like losing the passion for it because it's something that you quote unquote have to do? Like,
yeah, I think so. It's easy to lose sight of the joy in it and like why you kind of started it in the first place. And that was, I was thinking about that a lot, to be honest, while making this record as well. And like that was, again, coming back to the title, You're Missing the Best Part. That's why that title has a lot of meanings for me. But I think like tying it to the actual, like choosing music as like a career path, it's, I wanted to come back to having fun with music and just really enjoying the process of writing and playing with my friends and like not being so serious about it all the time. So yeah, I think I'm really, really happy that I'm just having fun again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Does it feel important for you to kind of intentionally seek out new experiences because of your career as a musician, like finding inspiration for your projects? Is that something you think about?
Yes and no. I think I'm like realizing I need to make more space for that in my life, because there's only so much you can pull from when you're like living every day, and like especially like chasing a music career, like it can very quickly become like that's kind of all you're doing. And then you're like, oh wait, but I need to live a bit to like have things to write about. So it is important, and I think that's why this album kind of became about like a lot of like the very little details of everyday life, because those were the things that I was just starting to like try to lean into a bit more and like make a bit more space for in my life, of like, okay, maybe I can't travel the world right now and go on holiday to Europe, or like, I don't know, take a week off and like go for a road trip or something, but I can make more space in my life for like just those little moments of like, oh wait, this is what it's all about, like let me have dinner with my friends tonight, or let me like meet this person for coffee, or those sorts of things. They seem so simple and so like nothing, but they actually can make a world of difference. And just let you like not feel super alone in the chaos of every day, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. And I guess when it comes down to it, all those little moments are what make up our lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can get lost in thinking about, you know, the overarching journey of your life and all the things you want to do, but it comes down to it, it's just those little moments.
Yeah, exactly. That's been a big lesson too. I think I've heard someone say like, how you live your day is how you live your life. And that had a huge effect on me, because I feel like I was spending every day just like worrying about stuff and being the perfectionist and trying to make, you know, I don't know, oh, what decisions am I making today that's going to like help me tomorrow? And it's always this like looking forward thing. And then, oh, I'll have a break when I get to this point, or when I have time to go on holiday, or like, I just really wanted to be like, oh, hang on, I need to take care of myself every day. And I'm not good at doing that. And I'm still learning every day. But yeah, this album was like, the process of making this was me trying to do that in my life. And I think a lot of that kind of filtered through into the music as well. So it's been a nice like full circle process, I think.
That's really lovely.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to ask, track number 7 on this album is called She. And when listening to it, it felt thematically different a little to the rest of your discography. Can you tell me a bit more about that song and what it means and the process of making it?
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy song. Really, like, I was feeling quite hopeless one day, just to, like, this kind of like beyond my own life, just the state of the world and like political leaders and like where things are all heading, like as a society, and just feeling like we were all kind of like, it's easy to feel very alone in our lives. And there were like, it's a kind of a collage of like a few people and stories that like I personally knew, or like people that I'd seen stories of on the internet. And it was like, I was trying to capture that feeling of hopelessness, but then also celebrate like the strength and resilience that it takes to like overcome feeling like you're being let down by the people that are meant to be lifting you up and supporting you through hard times. So yeah, it's a tricky one to talk about, and I think the lyrics of the song kind of speak for themselves in that way, but it is different from anything I've ever written before, for sure. But I think it does really tie into that whole like, you're missing the best part thing, because it's like the best thing we have is each other, and like being able to like lean on people and realize you're not alone, even when it feels like there is no hope.
Mm.
That's what I was trying to speak to in that song. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you can really feel that in the lyrics.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So moving forward, you've just released your album. What's next?
I need to just try and enjoy it. I think for a second, I'm so proud of this album, and I just want to play more shows if I can, and just try and get it out there and like to as many people as possible. I think like I really believe in what the album says, and I want to spread that message as far and wide as I can. I don't want to just like rush into the next thing. Mm-hmm. I do have ideas for the next thing, but I think I'm happy to just kind of take it one day at a time for now, for the next little while, and just try and enjoy it. Yeah, because I think I haven't really done a lot of that in the past. It's been like, oh, okay, this thing's out, cool, what's next. So I'm trying to challenge myself to just be like, hey, just
take a second.
Yeah. Let's just enjoy this. Yeah.
Amazing. That's lovely to chat to you.
Thank you. And lovely to chat to you.
Absolutely. And your new album, You're Missing the Best Part, is available everywhere to listen to.
Yeah, it is. We're trying to chart this week, I think, if we can. I don't know. It's my first album. I've never been able to do that before with EPs. So we've got vinyls, we've got digital downloads, all of that stuff. If anyone wants to support, I just hope anyone listening, if you go and listen to the record, I hope you love it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.